Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Tomorrow being Veterans Day, and there are more than 23.6 million military veterans in the United States. So if you are not one, or you don't have one in your immediate family, you don't have to look very far to find someone who has sacrificed for the United States, and in some cases, the people who have made the ultimate sacrifice. We want to bring in our next guest, Paul Lawrence Vann, a retired United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel and author. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Hello, Jack. How are you? I hope you're doing great today.
I am. Tell us a little bit about what Veterans Day means to you.
I would love to, and thank you for this question. What Veterans Day means to me, it really is a day of peace. And in other words, when it was proclaimed that Armistice Day was put into place after the Great War, it was really put in place as a day to perpetuate peace because it had been such a destructive war and one in which over 9 million soldiers died in that war. And so for me, it represents a day of peace and a time to pay honor and homage to my fellow veterans and all branches of the military, and that we continue to do things to help them, those who are homeless and those who are just returning from the war there in Afghanistan as well as Iraq.
You mentioned Armistice Day beginning after World War One, actually as a 1919, and changed names and had a little different significance beginning in 1954. Can you explain that?
I'd love to. And again, a wonderful piece of history. When we look at November the 11th, of course, the armistice took place on the 11th day of the 11th month. And what happened through that war, the Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 28, 1919. However, 7 months prior to that, the escalation of that war had ended. And I can personally say I visited Versailles, and I know exactly where it is. So it was, you know, going through some history at that time. But looking at when the change came about there in 1954, of course, it has everything to do with setting aside a time to honor veterans of the war. And in 1954, after World War II, it was, of course, the greatest mobilization of all our military. And it wasn't until 1954 that we honored it by calling it the American Veterans of All Wars, or Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was approved in the legislature on May 13th, 1938, as a legal holiday itself.
Okay. Well, we are 9 years away from the centennial celebration of then Armistice Day. And next year, Paul,
yes,
we're going to have 11-11-11.
I know. It's kind of spooky, isn't it?
Well, I guess I'm more concerned with some spooky things that have happened to veterans in terms of foreclosures and having graves mismarked and some other things that have happened that are abhorrent when you consider the sacrifices that are made. Do we fully appreciate what the veterans have done, and do we really take time on a day like tomorrow to give thanks and recognize their accomplishments?
Well, Jack, I think you really hit the nail on the head in that when we look at the different things that are happening, the challenges that people are facing today, and putting specifically on our veterans, looking at them, that particular demographic has suffered even more. We also know that there are a large number of our veterans who are homeless. We know that they need mental health. A lot of them who had, of course, just left Afghanistan and Iraq. And then when we look at the fact that what's taken place, a lot of the benefits have been eroded over the course of years, and I really don't believe that people are really focusing on the veterans, but people are actually focusing on themselves, which unfortunately means that they're forgotten. So a lot of times, for example, if you happen to go through any major city, and I resided in the Washington, D.C. area, if you see a homeless person, likelihood is that's a veteran. Mm-hmm. And we have to do a lot better job in taking care of our veterans. Some countries, for example, the Philippines, when a military person retires, they provide a house for them for the rest of their life. They never have to pay for it. But in America, once you retire, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And so more needs to be done from the legislative standpoint. And we just have to honor the people, because without it, our country would have been overtaken years ago.
Paul Lawrence Vann, retired Lieutenant Colonel, United States Air Force, our guest, and the author of an inspirational book, Living on Higher Ground, How to Live with Passion, Motivation, and Joy. Paul, when did you enter the United States Air Force?
I entered the United States Air Force on October the 15th of 1980.
Okay. It was 1980, so 30 years ago.
30 years ago, exactly. I just celebrated that. And I was stationed there at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio.
All right. You have seen the United States in different entanglements and certainly talked to military officials who predate you. Why are we having so much post-traumatic stress disorder, the symptoms of it in this kind of conflict when we never did before, never identified it before?
Well, one of the reasons why, Jack, which I think is a great question, is the fact that wars and how they're prosecuted nowadays are totally different, whereby we, as a citizen, a non-military person, we're seeing the war as it happens,
mm-hmm.
and which means the lethality of the war and the war-making machinery, the weapons, is much more powerful than it's ever been before. So our troops are seeing their comrades in arm being injured directly beside them, being blown up, the way the warfare is prosecuted now with the improvised weapons that are exploding as you approach them, it's really causing quite a bit of trauma. One great thing about today, though, Jack, is the fact that we do have the medical personnel who are on the scene who can respond a lot quicker. And within a 24-hour period of time, we can have a soldier or airman or marine, a Navy personnel who can be taken from that combat zone and flown into a hospital in Germany and make it back to the States in time to get treatment. And so the recovery rate is a lot better, but it's, war is horrific, and that's one of the reasons why people are having such a tough time right now.
Paul, in the interest of full disclosure, I never served in the military. I certainly was not going to enlist. And I was in school back in the Vietnam era when they had the draft lottery and just missed being sent to Southeast Asia. But in terms of what we have now with the volunteer army, the end of the draft going back several decades, do we understand what the military does, what it puts up with, the way we used to?
I do not think so, Jack, and I think you brought up a really great point. I think what a lot of people, their impression or their perspective of the war, a lot of times is based on a movie they see.
Yeah.
A lot of times if it's based on that movie, it's so unrealistic that we know it's a movie. But when a person is serving in that capacity, and if a person doesn't serve, it doesn't mean that they're not patriotic. It doesn't mean they're not supporting the military. But what the total difference is the fact that what we perceive in a movie and what the reality is totally different. War, in a movie, people are not injured. The real war, people are injured. They're killed. They're maimed. They're hostages. They're missing in action. And not only that, Jack, but also the family that's left behind is also serving in their own capacity as a member of the military.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have that many millions of people who are back in the homeland, it's very traumatic for all people who are involved.
Good point. Our guest, Paul Lawrence Vann, retired Lieutenant Colonel, United States Air Force, and the author of Living on Higher Ground, How to Live with Passion, Motivation, and Joy. What's the best way for people to get your book or take a look at it, Paul?
The best way, Jack, if they go to my website, is www.paullawrencevann.com.
That's Vann with two N's, right?
That's Vann with two N's. And they'll be able to find it on that website and a lot of other information about me as well. But I'm really thank you for observing Veterans Day because it's so important that people learn more about it, and also actively participate in the parades and thanking the veterans for the job that they've done honoring our country and serving our country.
Check out the website, paullawrencevan.com, and Paul, we'll talk with you on 11-11-11.
Yes. Thank you very much, Jack.
All right.
And have a wonderful day.
Same
God bless you.